What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
High noon in the District of Columbia. Matt Essig wearing a Jaden Daniels jersey. I had two friends. You know them. I'm not going to say last names, but Jay and Chuck, two people that have been very good to us in our life, both had little babies in the last week, 10 days. Those little babies only know the burgundy and gold as playoff winners.
There you go, baby.
I love that. And I now know, we all now know, Jaden Daniels, 1-0 career playoff record. Our next guest, Mr. Joe Theismann. I decided to look this up. Joe Theismann, 6-2 career playoff record. That is really damn good.
That's a baller, baby.
I mean, that is really damn good. Joe, what up, man? How are you?
Oh, guys, what a beautiful Monday, isn't it?
It's incredible.
It's just absolutely incredible. It's exciting for all of us that are alumni. It's exciting for the city. It's exciting for the young fans. And I think it's even more exciting for those that have sort of anguished over the last 20 years not having a chance to see something like this. And, you know, not only was it a playoff win, but it was in what we might describe now as typical Commander fashion.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, tooth and nail, down to the wire, and why not have it bounce off the upright? What the heck? I mean, what else? What else is left, right?
Totally. It's, you know, it's funny. I think whatever age you are, if you have burgundy and gold blood, like for me, I'm 43 years old. I got to see the 91 team, and I really think that impacted my life to the point that this is my career. If you're younger than me, like a lot of the guys on our production staff, they've never really seen anything like this, and they just think it's magical. And if you're older than me and you remember what the glory days were like, this feels like maybe we're getting back to them. Like, I just feel like a win like that, a season like this, everybody feels connected to it.
You know, it's funny. I've thought about where we are today, and I thought back to 1981 when Joe Gibbs took over. Brand new coach. Brand new staff. I wasn't his quarterback. He drafted other people. He wanted other individuals, conflict. And so that team came together with a lot of newness. And I think there's a lot of similarities between this football team and back in 81. We started 0-5, but we finished the season 8-3. And then we went on this 12-1, 16-3, 11-5 run after that. But everything was new. Head coach was new. Coordinators were new. Players were new. And there's a newness about this football team that reminds me of that. There's a resiliency that reminds me of that 81 team.
Joe, you played quarterback at an incredibly high level. You have a Super Bowl ring to show for it. What can you say about what Jaden Daniels is doing?
JB, it leaves you speechless. I mean, he's playing as well as any quarterback in football, irrespective of whether you're a rookie or whether you're a 10, 12-year vet, 8-year vet. He's playing at a level, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen. He's playing at that kind of a level. The games have been suspenseful where it's all been on his shoulders to make a throw. The last touchdown he threw last night was one of the most impressive things I saw. With everything collapsing around him, he just threw a dart. And here's the thing. When you have athleticism like he does, when you have the ability to run like he does, it takes an incredible amount of discipline to stay in the pocket and not be affected by everything that is happening within this little 3-yard space around you.
Mm-hmm.
Most guys just take off and go. You know, I call it seeing ghosts. They think they feel pressure, but they have time. Jaden doesn't. You know, and his elusiveness is something else. I mean, I could put a list of 10 things, 15 things up and say, he does this, he does this, he does this, he does this, mm-hmm. and check every one of them. I mean, he's a very, very special talent. And you know, to me, as a rookie, I think he's a generational talent.
Yeah, Joe, you've seen the best of the best from this fan base, and you know how they back this team. And right now, I know when I got here in 1990, I'm starting to feel what we were feeling back then, what you all felt before I even got here. You know, how happy are you for the fans that are getting that chance to see this, and even the players to get a chance to experience what the fan base is about?
Oh, yeah, Mitch. I mean, it is. It's there's an energy and there's an excitement in the city of Washington for a lot of reasons. And the Commanders are one of those great reasons why things are so exciting right now. It's for those people that have gone through the stretch where we really couldn't find a quarterback. We couldn't find a leader, I think, on the football team. It was a lot of different people at a lot of different times for a lot of different reasons. And now it was always, you know, we're optimistic about the year. You know, we're looking forward to the year, sort of. Now it's just, there's, like I say, there's such newness with everything that is being done. And the fans have, you know, they've embraced it in a big way. I was talking to somebody this morning, you know, been doing a fair amount of shows. Mm-hmm. And I said they had a blimp shot of the stadium for our last home game against the Cowboys. And I believe it's the first time in goodness knows how long that shot showed every tier of the stadium full.
Yeah.
Not just the lower two, but all the way up. And people want to go to a Commander game. They want to get a ticket. They want to see this football team play. And it's just a great group of guys that play together as a team. You know, you look at, and, you know, to me, I have that acronym team, TEAM, Together Everyone Achieves More. You've got kickoff returns. You've got special teams plays. You've got fumble recoveries. You've got interceptions. You've got kickers making kicks. You've got quarterback, you know, the quarterback excelling at a high level. I mean, you have every element of a football team. Great job by Cliff Kingsbury. I've always believed this. I think he calls just a great football game.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan has such a he has such a pulse on this football team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's that, and Mitch, you know this. There's this, you know, a player's coach title that people, I think, misunderstand.
Yeah.
A player's coach is not someone who lets them do whatever they want to do. They have a certain degree of discipline, but they allow them to be themselves.
Yep.
And they don't let it get away. And then the accountability comes in the locker room. I played for Joe Gibbs for 7 years, and he walked through our locker room 4 times.
Yep. That's crazy.
That belongs to us.
Right. And then you can police it yourself. We're talking with Redskins legend Joe Theismann, NFL MVP in 1983, Super Bowl champion. Joe, watching last night, I got to say, there was so much concern that Tampa would just torch Washington. I thought it was a pretty good defensive performance by Burgundy and Gold.
I did too. I think Tampa Bay has one of the better offensive lines in football. I think, you know, our guys showed up great, which is an area of the football that nobody has really given, I think, the proper credit to, the job that they have done. I thought Brian ran the ball really well. Tough. You know, you got enough yards on first and 10, and Jaden did his magical tricks on a number of occasions. But I thought the defense acquitted itself well. When you look at that game, I mean, we passed up, what, 3 opportunities for field goals
mm-hmm.
to go for it on fourth down, which means you're in scoring range. You talk about ice water in veins. Wow. DQ certainly got it.
Yes, he does.
Totally, man. I thought Cliff's script coming out was awesome, too. Like, the first 15 I thought were really, really good. And for them,
every week.
Totally. And for them to not get down early, which they have been doing, I thought was vital in that game last night.
It's got to be that way as we move on to Detroit as well. You know, you can't just put yourself down 14, 17 points and hope to be able to come back, just dropping Jaden back in a pocket and running and trying to make plays. I thought he moved him in design plays to get him outside the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
It's like everybody knows, you basically know that Jaden's going to run. I mean, the Bucs had 2 spies, not 1 spy.
Mm.
They had 2 spies on him in critical situations. And you know, Cliff sort of messed him up a little bit with a different kind of a play. So, I mean, gosh, there's so many things that you go through on this football team that you really, really not just like but love.
Yeah.
I felt like I was telling Jay last night, like they didn't get the per rush average they wanted, but the fact that they kept running the football, you slowed down the defense. You took that threat away from just pinning their ears back and going after your quarterback.
And that's not an easy defense to run against.
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot of big people inside. The linebackers are veteran and fast. But we still managed, you know, if you're coming up second and seven, it's an offensive advantage. If you're coming up third and six, third and four, it's an offensive advantage, I think, in our offense. Because you have that one unaccounted individual in Jaden.
Mm-hmm.
Teams game plan for different things. But when you have the quarterback there, and you've got two spies, it opens up everything behind them because they can't drop very deep. I mean, his presence and his athleticism create a problem for a defensive coordinator because you've got to figure out whether you want to defend the pass and drop into coverage.
Totally.
Or you want to be able to keep people close enough to the line of scrimmage to not allow him to escape.
Mm-hmm.
Last night was just such a great example of all of that, of what Jaden can do. And then, Joe, you know, as the game went on, it's remarkable the type of confidence you have in this offense to get something done. Terry McLaurin told his team with 4:40 left on the clock, we're not giving them the ball back. I mean, to have that type of mentality, you got to credit really the entire organization and what they've been able to accomplish this year. It was funny. Brian and I talked about, you know, the last four games of the season all came down to the wire. And you could call that fluky or lucky. You can say what you want. But when you do it week after week after week, when you do it consistently, it starts to build confidence that's how you finish football games.
You prepare yourself for the moment. You know, it's like, okay, there's people that get to a certain level and they can't quite take it to the next level. This is a football team that has no level that it can't get to.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to make a play. You know, this is the way I felt when I played. I met, you know, the 91 team.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to make a play for us.
There we go.
We know somebody's going to make a play. Bobby made the recovery. I mean, the Bucs had the ball for, what, two series in the fourth quarter? Just, I mean, it speaks volumes for the defense. And you know, they're a talented bunch.
Yeah.
But you know what? Our guys just, there's no quit. I think the Chicago game may have been that shot in the arm that basically said, you know what? And I believe in magical times, and this, I believe, is a magical team. But that one moment said, you know what? It's 60 minutes. Not 59-59, it's 60 minutes right to the end,
yeah.
And we can get it done. And then each guy looks at each guy in the locker room and says, is it your turn? Is it your turn?
Yeah, right.
Are you going to be ready for your turn? That's what I love what's going on with our football team.
It's complimentary football, and I think what they do, like I brought up the thing earlier about the 87 Super Bowl when they scored 35 points in one quarter. Everyone talks about the offense. I'm like, but the damn defense was getting the ball back for them. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And when you look at what we've done in games, we've had to have somebody on the defense make a play to get the ball back to the offense. So it's been very much great complimentary football.
Oh, tremendous. I mean, and that's really all three elements. You know, are you can't say kickoff cover team anymore, so all you can do is talk about punt cover team, basically.
Yeah.
But, you know, the team's part of it, the kicking part of it. You know, one guy here on defense making, you know, just one little bit of an extra effort. You know, and we don't have players on our football team that sit on a bench because they're not getting the ball and read a book. Okay, we don't have those kind of, you know, they're making fun of it. But what I believe, you know, Brown was basically saying is, hey, look, if you're not going to make me a part of this offense, then I'm just going to sit here and read. That was a statement by him last night.
Made it about himself.
In that game. That's all it was. It was just purely a statement saying, well, you know what? I'm just going to, you know, I'm not going to throw a tantrum. I'm just going to sit here and read a book.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, I got a, I just don't think that's right. I just don't think that's what makes a football team special. I think it detracts from everybody that are your teammates, that they're busting their rear ends. And you're not getting it. So if you're not getting the ball, be like Terry. Go block somebody.
Yep.
Go block your ever-loving rear end. You've got a great running back. You wouldn't be where you are without this running back.
Damn straight.
Well, Joe, about the opposite. Another guy named Brown, Deami Brown, last night. He's had an up-and-down run in his time in Washington. I mean, this is his fourth season. He's a previous third-round draft pick. Been far more productive this year than any other year. It's amazing what a quarterback does. But not only does he catch that touchdown, but they have a 3rd and 6 from in their own territory. 3rd and 6 from, like, their own 35. And he gets open over the middle, gets a gain of 21, all of a sudden flips field position, getting the field goal is a real possibility. I mean, the amount of guys that have just stuck with this season. Austin Eckler, a lot of us kind of thought he was done for the year.
Yeah.
He put the work in, was able to come, you know, overcome the head injury. He's back on the field. Like, you just see those types of stories with this team all over the place.
All over the place. You know, it reminds me a little bit of the Kansas City Chiefs 2 years ago. Not that we dropped a lot of balls, but Kansas City had, like, a league-leading 35 drops going into, like, the last couple weeks of the season. And then they started catching the football for Patrick. Yeah. And then it was one game after another where, you know, guys would make catches and they weren't putting the ball on the ground. And that jumped out at me last night, is that guys were making catches, tough catches. I mean, you know, Jaden to Terry, the catch Terry makes down the sidelines is
early.
You know, you can't drop a ball any better and you can't catch it any better. And Deami's the same way. And everywhere you look, there's a guy making a play with his hands on the ball.
Yeah.
You know, like I say, B-Rob and Austin and Eck, every one of them had their chance to be able to step up, and they delivered.
Yep. No turnovers, no punts in a road playoff victory.
But let me ask you a question, though, Joe. That kick off the upright, did it make your heart skip a beat like it did mine?
That what?
That kick off the upright.
Oh, geez. When I saw that ball heading towards the upright, I wanted to close my eyes, but I was listening for the dunk.
Yeah.
And I got a little bit of a sort of a dunk, and then we got the right kind of carom. You know, B-Mitch, it's like you and me out on the golf course. It's headed for the trees.
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden, it hits the tree, and there you are in the fairway.
Yep.
Yeah, man. It was – that's a great – I mean, where I was in the press box at that moment, which was on the right side. Like, I was on the side of the post it hit, and you couldn't –
really?
Did you notice how long it took the refs to signal that thing was good?
They didn't know.
It was a legit wait. It was –
Oh, yeah.
It was a wild one.
Don't for a second think that they don't appreciate the moment.
Sure.
Okay. They could have signaled that right away, but it's like it's a dramatic moment that they were a part of, and it even became more dramatic with the delay. It's like you're holding your breath.
Totally.
And then all of a sudden they signal good. Oh yeah.
Man, that was scary, though, boy.
As much fun as last night was, it was incredible. Looking ahead now, it's Detroit. What do you think of the matchup? How do they slow down the Lions?
Well, I think, I think the offense on the field is going to be critical. Time of possession is going to be critical in this game because we know how explosive they are. We know how dynamic they are. Both their running backs are great. I think, we're going to have to tackle well on the defensive side of the ball. We're going to have to try not to give up the big plays. Their secondary is vulnerable. We can throw the football. We can control that part of it. But I think time of possession is going to be critical. Tackling is going to be critical in this football game. And not putting ourselves in a one-dimensional game where we just have to drop back and throw the football and try and catch them.
Yeah.
But I think that, and they've been off for a couple weeks. The 2 weeks off, it can work either way.
Mm-hmm.
You can come out flat, or you can come out rested and rejuvenated. They were a beat-up football team, and they probably got rested and got a little bit more healthy. But, if I was anybody, I wouldn't want to play the Commanders.
No way.
You know, I just, you know, I mean, it isn't just the execution and the athleticism and the players. There's something special about a season, and there's something special about a football team.
Yep.
And right now, our football team is that team.
Joe, as always,
Appreciate you, Joe.
Thank you for the time, sir.
Hey, great being with you guys. Go Commanders.
All right, baby.
We're loving it.
That is Joe Theismann. Give him a follow at Theismann7, Theismann. Joe T., Danny Frank says he needs to hitch up, so be ready for that call. Here's our plan. I told everybody on the phones I'd get to him. I'm going to get to him now. We got breaking news all over the NFL. Coach is coming. Coach is going. Plenty. You're going to hear from Dan Quinn, Jaden Daniels. We got it all going. It's B. Mitchell Finley.